Today is Sunday, August 27th, 2017, and this...
Vegas has been a blast. Warren's having a great time. I feel like our relationship's back on track. I don't think anything can ruin the fun we're having on this trip.
So it's 5 Hundy by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 613.
Las Vegas, we are! Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you think that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. That dog over there with the cone on his head is Max.
Mm-hmm.
We're still running the Twin Cities area boxer infirmary. It's a great time. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm kind of worn out from this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully he will be quiet and unassuming during the show, and we can go about our business. So, sorry, just adjusting some levels. Before we get into the news, I wanted to talk a little bit about our event in October called The Summit. Lots of stuff was announced this week.
Yay.
The schedule is up. Lots of fun stuff planned. You can check it all out at VegasNerdSociety.com. Our event is the weekend of October 13th at the D Las Vegas. We are going to be doing all kinds of fun stuff. So I'm not going to go through every single item on the agenda. You can look at that if you are so inclined. We've got some bar meetups where we just hang out. Those are always among, you know, they're like the loosest of the events of the weekend, but always a good time. It's when we get a chance to meet a lot of people and shake hands and say hello and thank them and love that. There are going to be a couple tournaments. There's a Sigma Derby tournament and a slot tournament. There will be more details on those soon for people who want to sign up for them. This is a really cool thing. So apparently the weekend that we are there, the Stanley Cup is going to be making an appearance on Fremont Street.
Cool.
The legendary NHL trophy. And our group is going to have priority line access for folks who want to have their picture taken with the cup.
I'm interested in this.
I'm definitely into that. Like, there's something very cool about the Stanley Cup. It's like a trophy like none other. And the whole thing that, like, each player gets to spend a day with it. There's just so much cool stuff about it. So, yes, I want to have my picture taken with the cup. So I look forward to that. And then the main event, which is kind of the whole reason we are all there, and that is some of us try to entertain you. keep your expectations low, as always, and you'll probably have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some great people involved in that. Hunter, of course, who's putting this whole thing on, and Dr. Dave and Misnomer and John and Mike E. There's going to be games and fun and prizes, and we're going to be doing our podcast live, and just come and join us. So check out all the information at VegasNerdSociety.com. You can follow Vegas Nerds on Twitter. That is probably the best place to get all of the additional developments as they may happen. And, of course, there is an event set up on Facebook under our Facebook group. So go to the events tab on our Facebook group and you can RSVP and add your name to the list of folks who are coming. And it's always good to know who we're going to be seeing so that we can prepare to not remember your names when we meet you, even though we met you last year.
By we, are we talking about you?
Are you saying that you do remember everybody's
name? No,
okay. No. I thought I was ready for a challenge there if you were, but no, we will try. We try our best. It's fun to meet a lot of people that listen to the show and put names and faces and all those things. But yeah, sometimes it's hard to remember everybody. So everybody's cool and understands, though. I like that there's a lot of space in the schedule for it's not like scheduled wall to wall. So there's plenty of time for people to go off and do their own thing, too, and still be part of as many of our events as they want to.
Yeah, so if there's a new restaurant you want to check out or new bar or something else you want to do.
You're in Vegas. You're going to want to explore and have fun.
Gambling. Maybe gambling.
Oh, hey, I hadn't thought of gambling. I might try to squeeze some of that in myself. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody and making an ass of myself on stage as I do every year. So that'll be great. Alrighty. So with that, I want to thank our podcast patrons. This show is supported by you, the listeners. Fine folks who have supported the show through Patreon include Jared Cook. Thank you, sir. Eric Hummel. Thank you. Our good friend Al from San Diego. I know we're going to be seeing him at the summit.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Hess. I bet we see him there too. Kelvin Hoyle, DJ Danielson, Tim from Boston, Mike Winkler, and Rennell Hampe. Thank you all so much. Thank you to all of our patrons. If you want to know what this is about, people who support the show on an ongoing monthly basis can do so at patreon.com/fivehundy. And as our thank you, we put out some occasional bonus content. I have a column that I have to finish up that will be going up in the next couple days. And I think September we're going to be doing another online chat too. We do that every quarter for some of our patrons as well. So
it's another quarter already.
I know. Time flies. I think we did the last one in June, so we're about due. So sometime in September we'll get that lined up. I'm thinking we'll try to line that one up maybe on a Saturday afternoon so that the folks overseas can get in on the action as well if they would like. Got to change up the times to make it more convenient for different people. So that'll be fun. Thanks again to everybody. We do appreciate it. We've got some interesting news this week. Let's start with some restaurant news. The Las Vegas restaurant community was just rocked this week. No, this was big news as far as restaurants in Las Vegas go. But, it is fun seeing the like hyperbole surrounding things like this. Wolfgang Puck.
Are we going to parse it?
Oh, that's right up there with Curate.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard parse in a while. I
fucking hate parse. Unless you're talking about programming.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of parse either. Well, we'll break it. We'll go sports talk radio, and we're going to break it down play by play on this one. Wolfgang Puck opened Spago 25 years ago at the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. He was kind of the first of the celebrity chefs in Las Vegas. At least that's how he's credited, that he is partly responsible for the whole celebrity chef boom, which right now it's been huge for years. So that restaurant has been there right inside of the Forum Shops as you leave the casino. Last week, I think we mentioned the Palm, and it's right across from that, mm-hmm. or very close to that.
That's been there forever.
Yes, it has. And so Spago is going to be closing up shop at the Forum Shops sometime soon. And it's going to be reopening at Bellagio, picking things up and moving it. And I think he's planning on revamping the menu and changing things up a little bit, too. So it won't be, a carbon copy of what he's got going on at the Forum Shops. The location at Bellagio will be the space currently occupied by Olives, which is very popular, I think, largely because of the view of the fountains.
Yeah.
Open-air views, really great location to sit, have a nice lunch, nice dinner, and watch the fountains go off. That is a Todd English restaurant, and it was previously announced, it has to be a couple years ago now, at least it seems that way, that there was an announcement that that restaurant was going to be closing up and Bellagio was taking over the space and putting something else. And then it never happened. They worked out some sort of an agreement. Now it is happening. They've announced a replacement. So this winter, Olives will be closing up. Okay. And then,
so if Olives is your thing, get there while you can.
Yep. I believe in the spring, then the new Spago will be opening. So keep an eye out for that. And again, the nice thing about that is, even if you're like kind of bummed that Olives is closing, the location's going to be great.
The location is still there.
I suspect you'll probably enjoy the food from Wolfgang Puck as well. So I'd see this as an upgrade just because I haven't been that impressed with what I've had. I haven't been to Olives, but as far as Todd English, I've been kind of underwhelmed by his stuff. So I'd be much more likely to probably try a Wolfgang Puck restaurant. So there you go. That's happening soon. I think that surprised everybody. You don't often see a restaurant that's in one place for 25 years pick up and move to a competing property in this manner, but that is happening. Entertainment news. We may have alluded to this once or twice, but we have not talked about it. We didn't do a rumor watch or anything on this, but Boy George has been giving a lot of interviews lately, and he has alluded in many of those interviews to wanting to do a Las Vegas residency. And the more he talks about this, the more details that come out. In the most recent batch of interviews that I've seen, he said he's been in discussions with Flamingo over doing something in their showroom. For a while, there were rumors about him and Cyndi Lauper doing a co-headlining show. And I think Planet Hollywood was listed on that one, but that isn't happening. at this point, it sounds like he's in negotiations to do a show just, you know, on his own. But he did say he would be open to pairing up with another act, maybe from the 80s. So, I don't know, you know, if you like Culture Club, he's got certainly a lot of hits and would probably put on a decent show. Mm-hmm. I think, isn't his voice kind of shitty, though?
I've heard mixed things on that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've seen some performances where, ooh, it is not what it used to be, but Culture Club recently toured and got pretty good reviews, so.
Well, it might be coming soon. It sounds to me like it's inevitable based on his level of eagerness to get this thing done. Mm-hmm. Nothing has been signed yet, but it sounds like a Caesars property is likely for this show. So
I wouldn't be surprised if he popped up as a DJ somewhere, too.
Oh, does he do a lot of that, too?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he was for a while.
Okay.
So.
Well, we will keep an eye on that, and I'm sure when it is official, we will discuss it. I don't know. I like Culture Club enough, but I don't know that mm-hmm. I would. If it was him and Cindy, I'd go. I love Cindy Lauper.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's just him, I don't know that I'd be that into it. I don't know. Maybe if the tickets were dropped
in my lap. If the price was right and the mood was right. And
something I would be more likely to go to is a show that was just announced this week. It's a very limited run at Cleopatra's Barge at Caesar's Palace. The former Late Show band leader, Paul Schaefer, he's been touring. He was just here, actually, a few weeks ago. He's bringing his band to that lounge, and he's doing 9 shows over the holidays between December 21st and January 6th, which I think that's kind of noteworthy because a lot of times shows go dark right around Christmas. So the fact that he's doing something the week before Christmas is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect fit for Las Vegas
because
his whole character that he's developed is of the cheesy Las Vegas lounge, you know, lounge guy. And it's hard to separate the actual Paul Schaefer, I think, from that, because on TV with Letterman, that was his persona. Mm-hmm. That's what we saw every night. But he's a super talented guy, and the musicians he surrounds himself with, I think his band includes former members of that band as well. They'd put on a really good show. The reviews were really good when he was here. I would definitely go to this if we were going to be in town while the show is playing. In fact, I hope it's successful and that maybe they do a recurring thing, because I think that venue is perfect for an act like this, and I think that he would put on a really good show. So, you know, if you're entertained by Paul Schaefer and his whole shtick and you want to hear some good music, you're going to be in town around Christmas and New Year's, it might be worth checking out. Tickets are between $49 and $149. It's a super small venue. It only holds 180 people. So, you know, it might be kind of a cool thing. Mm-hmm. You can get tickets on Ticketmaster. And if anybody goes to that, I'd love to hear how it is.
Yeah. I would like, if the Boy George thing happens, which it probably will, I would like to hear reviews of that. Because I think based on good reviews, I could be...
You could be persuaded?
Yeah.
He's got enough good songs. Like I said, I like the music. Right now, I'm a little skeptical of it just because of some of the things that you mentioned from a few years ago and his voice being... A little mm-hmm. inconsistent, but
it could also be really fun.
It could be. Like I said, I think that the original thing, the pairing of him and Cyndi Lauper, would be just absolutely perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Because they both have like really high energy, fun party shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll see. All right, let's talk about some casino renovations and expansions and stuff like that, starting with the Strip. The Cromwell recently opened its new sports book. It didn't have a sports book for a long time, and then when I was there in May, they had like a desk. it was really quite sad. Like, oh, you can place a bet here. There's no TVs near it or anything. It's just a it was almost like I'm trying to think. Somebody else had that where it was just like a sad window. Oh, kind of almost
Cosmo
kind
level
of like
one.
That, but at least there they had
an actual sports book that
TVs
you could go
and stuff
to.
Yeah. But anyway, now they have a more proper sports book at the Cromwell. It's located near the registration desk. It's a former high limit slot area. Based on photos, it's pretty small, but it looks nice enough. Comfortable seats and whatnot. And this is one of several recent changes to the Cromwell. They've been making some changes on the casino floor. You might recall a few weeks ago we talked about the opening of a new restaurant, which is kind of more of a snack bar called Eat Well, a coffee shop / snack bar. And then they're doing some additional work on the bars as well. Specifically, and I can't remember, Intrigue, is that the name of one of the bars? The one behind the main casino bar, like that's never open.
Oh, I don't know.
Except for at night. I think they're doing some changes to that so that they get more usage out of it. So keep an eye out for additional changes at the Cromwell. As we mentioned last week, they've got some great gambling odds. They're doing some interesting things there. So, another change on the casino floor is happening downtown. Just a couple days ago, Golden Gate opened that expansion that they've been working on. So there used to be an alley and La Bayou next to Golden Gate, and they tore La Bayou down and they built this expansion, and now the casino floor is almost twice as big as it was before. Lots of additional slot machines. Yay. And it looks really nice. They did a good job with it based on the photos and things that I've seen. They also extended the bar outside on Fremont Street, so that's longer.
Mm-hmm.
Not long, but longer.
Longer bar?
Yes, longer than it was bar. So that's called One Bar. People have been wondering if they were opening a restaurant or doing anything with the DuPars space. That has not happened yet. That's still closed up, and nothing has been announced for that. So no idea if eventually that will become another restaurant or if they will expand the casino floor on that end. I think that space would be really cool for like a speakeasy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? You could do something neat with that. I would like to have a restaurant there too, but
I want that speakeasy to have some fucking pancakes.
Speakeasy and pancakery.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we could we'll lobby Derek. Every once in a while, I'll provide Derek with some of my crackpot ideas.
Uh-huh.
He kind of liked the cold pizza idea when I when I was pitching that. So yes, okay, speakeasy and pancakery.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the shrimp too, though.
The shrimp. Oh yeah.
So okay, speakeasy, shrimpery, and pancakery. That sounds a little too wordy.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay, we're gonna have to work on exactly the what it is, but. It will have
saloon and shootery as well.
No, that's already been done at the former Bills, at the, yes, Cromwell's previous
incarnation thing, which was not very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, speakeasy. I'm going to be hung up on this all day long now.
All right.
I like pancakery as a word. The shrimp part we need to work in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it could just be
speakeasy, pancakery, and snacks?
No. It could just be speakeasy and pancakery, and then there could be like a little starburst featuring the legendary Golden Gate shrimp
mm-hmm.
cocktail thing. That'd be an option too. Okay. I'll begin working on the marketing plan mm-hmm. for this fictitious restaurant yes. or bar immediately.
And I am hung up on those pancakes. Not hung up enough to go to, say, Suncoast.
Nah, I'm not going to fucking Suncoast. No. All right.
My love for them is strong, but not that strong.
We all have our limits. Mm-hmm. I look forward to checking that out when we're there in October. That'll be nice to see the expanded Golden Gate. So we've discussed, moving back to the Strip, let's talk about MGM Grand. We've discussed their little level up area, which is their millennial, they're aiming at millennials with this interactive gaming area.
Mm-hmm.
They've announced something new for that space, not that entire space, but beginning in that area, and then I think they have some additional space that I think will probably be popular. They're adding a virtual reality arena, in a sense, to level up. It's 2,000 square feet, which is pretty big, and it's a little different. Like a lot of the virtual reality stuff, I think you're kind of doing things on your own. Like it's a one-person
mm-hmm.
thing. And you're, you know, interacting with your surroundings. This is a team virtual reality thing. So you can have up to 8 people on a team, and there are 3 different games you can choose from. And you interact with other teams. So if there's other people playing, and it's a wide open space, and I don't know, I haven't done the virtual reality thing, but I'm kind of intrigued by this. So the games that they are making available, these 30-minute games, one, of course, they have to have a fucking zombie theme for one of them because there's not nearly enough of that uh-huh. bullshit. Zombie survival is a team is trapped in a zombie apocalypse with the undead lurking around every corner ready to attack. So you get to shoot some zombies. I guess that's something if you're into that whole ridiculous zombie nonsense that was played out like 5 years ago. Another game is called Singularity, and that's a military. There's something is wrong in a secretive military research space station. So you have to investigate like what's wrong, and there are killer robots and drones and stuff, and you have to interact with and shoot them. Apparently, I guess they're shooting. I don't know. Maybe you strangle the robots. I don't know exactly how all this works. And there's another
pour thing. Water on them so they rust.
Pour water. What is this? Gremlins? No, don't pour water on them, or don't feed them after midnight.
Yeah, if you pour water on them, they multiply.
You don't want to do that either. And then the third one is called Engineerium. It's a puzzle adventure set in a fantastical world with flying whales, giant parrots, and colorful creatures.
Aw.
That sounds like an acid trip if ever there was one.
Ooh, that would be fun to do.
Oh, after hitting one of the dispensaries?
Yeah.
You know what? I bet the virtual reality stuff after dispensary would be quite fun. All right. Well, this opens September 8th, so it's in play for October. I hadn't thought of that, but thank you for adding that extra dimension to it. You're full of good ideas today.
I try. When I'm not trying to keep my dog from licking his paw.
I know. He's quite an adventure. Thank you for tending to him while we try to do this thing.
If you heard me throw my microphone or my headphones across the room and run over to him.
Yeah. There's a lot going on here. So what's novel about this, as I mentioned, compared to some of these other virtual reality things that have opened, is it's an open space, no obstacles. Teams are able to interact with each other. It's all wireless, wireless goggles and computers. You're not tethered to anything. So, I don't know. It seems like if you're into the virtual reality thing, this one might be...
This could be pretty cool.
Extra cool.
Yeah.
I know, you know, there have been... I don't know if that one... They opened a virtual reality thing at Caesars in one of the bar areas. I don't know if that's even still there. I haven't heard anything about it. At the Link, I think there's some kind of virtual reality thing. These are springing up now. And there was an announcement for something kind of similar to this a while ago that I don't remember. God, I'm trying to remember where that was going to open. I think it was off strip, but there's a lot of virtual reality stuff in play. And I can see
that becoming a thing, like widespread.
Yeah, yeah. And as far as the ridiculous marketing to millennials that we're always mocking, the casinos stumbling all over themselves to try to figure out how to get to them. I don't think this alone is necessarily going to do this, but I think this would be a big, you know, this would be a something that would appeal, I think, to a little bit younger gambler. They're not really gambling in this sense, but a younger audience. So that is coming September 8th to MGM. You start the whole thing at Level Up, and then it branches out from there into the new space that they're making available. Finally, a few weeks ago, maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago, we talked about plans to add additional security blockades on the strip between the street and the pedestrians because of the need for additional security.
Because people have started thinking it's okay to drive up on the sidewalk and run over people, and it's not okay.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that you're taking that stance. Really going out there.
It's a hard stance to take.
I know.
But
are you pro-peace?
I am pro-peace.
You're just a regular John Lennon, aren't you? Don't get me started on that, motherfucker. I could piss off a lot of listeners if I start talking about John Lennon. God. Let's talk about what a great guy he was.
Moving on.
Okay. it hurts to hold it inside. Fremont Street is...
We'll talk later.
Yeah, Fremont Street has added some additional security measures as well. They put up a bunch of... They're called like K-rails. So they're barriers that allow people to walk between them.
But not cars to drive between them.
Exactly. They have them set up so that it would be very difficult for a car to move in. So they put them on each end of Fremont Street as well as near the stages, some of those other places where a car could conceivably get through.
Mm-hmm.
These are temporary. They wanted to get these up quickly, I think, in part because of the Barcelona attacks and some of the other things that have been happening lately. They've got a lot of people outside, a lot of pedestrians in one area.
It's better to think ahead than react after something happens.
Yeah, so Vegas is a very real target because of the number of people there and they're exposed.
It's a huge tourist destination.
Yeah, plus it would make, you know, these fucking crackpot groups, they decide they want to make a big splash and fuck, man, you do something in Las Vegas, it's going to get a lot of headlines. So that's the sad reality of the world we live in, but I'm happy that Fremont Street Experience has done this. They're putting in some more permanent solutions later on, but this will at least help protect people in the short term while they work out the details on those permanent solutions. So I think it's a good thing to see. I'm glad that the city of Las Vegas and Fremont Street Experience, as well as Clark County with the Strip, are addressing this. In fact, those barricades they're looking at putting up on the Strip, because of all these things, they have expedited that whole process as well. And I think those are going to be going up in the next couple months. So, you know, when they need to, a government can occasionally move at a quicker speed than normal. But probably overdue for some of these things, and we want everybody to be safe while they're enjoying themselves in Las Vegas. And so if you're on Fremont Street and you see these weird yellow barricades, you wouldn't necessarily even look at them and think, oh, those are barricades, just because the way that they almost look like they almost look like they could be set up so that they have, and not metal detectors, but you could almost have like security there, scanning people there, you know, channeling people through different rows. But nah, it's to keep cars out. So bravo to Fremont Street. So that's it. We're going to hold off on phone calls until next week. I know we're cutting the show a little short, but
I have been up 5 times to keep that dog from licking his paw. So, I mean, we have a cone on him, but he keeps finding ways. So
I know.
My patience is a little thin right now.
We're hoping that we're back to normal and we just have annoying barking dog instead of annoying, like, needs constant attention dog in the next couple weeks. So sorry for the short show this week. And I don't know next weekend what we're doing. We might do a show. We might not. Holiday weekend. We'll see.
Yeah.
So if not, we'll be back soon enough with more news and phone calls and stuff like that. In the meantime, we've got a couple other people to thank. Karma donations this week. We have a recurring. We still have one person doing recurring donations that hasn't moved over to Patreon yet. So, Michael, thank you for that.
Thank you.
And then our friend Donnie Mack said a Karma donation for a trip on Labor Day weekend and to buy Max some Get Well Soon treats.
Aw, that's very, very kind of you.
Oh, wow. Holy shit. We've been married a long time.
Yeah.
So that is really nice. In fact, we have had a bunch of people, because we've posted pictures on Instagram and Twitter and stuff of Max and his cone, express support for Max. And that your support is really misguided. We are the people who need the support. That dog is making our lives a living hell. So a little sympathy for us might be nice. No, we do appreciate it. Yes. It's very kind of you. And
he looks so sad. I mean, he does.
He still has trouble in his heart.
Oh, I know.
All right. So that's going to do it for this week. Thank you, as always, for all your support, for hanging with us, for listening to the show. There's been some great stuff on Facebook. I want to mention one other thing. I think it was DJ who posted a picture. I'm taking responsibility for this and chalking this one up as a victory.
All right.
DJ
posted, I know where you're going with this.
So the menu from the Binion's Cafe, the little Binion's restaurant, they've changed their menu.
Mm-hmm.
And on the menu now, it specifies in the description of the hamburger that they have sweet pickle chips. That's all I've been asking.
Yep.
Is if you're going to serve the abomination of sweet pickles, that's fine. I have no
warn
problem.
Warn me before I put them in my face.
I have no problem with you deciding to make that poor decision, but... Mm-hmm. Provide
well, I
warning.
Think you do have a problem with
no,
it, but
you're free to do whatever you want and serve those shitty sweet pickles if you'd like, but I'd like you to warn your customers you're not going to get those delicious dill pickles that you would really expect and like when they get a hamburger. They're going to get shitty sweet pickles. Proceed with caution.
Mm-hmm.
Binion's has now noted on the menu it's sweet pickle chips. I'm taking responsibility. I know that we have folks from Four Queens and Binion's who listen to this, and they heard me bitching about this. So I'm one restaurant down, 48 million to go. This is the hill I'm going to die on.
The sweet pickle hill.
So there you go. Thank you for sharing the good news, DJ. And it's been fun. I don't know. I'm just going to babble for a second, even though I said we were ending the show.
That's okay.
There's been some people who have been in Las Vegas posting their stuff and, you know, pictures of their trip and experiences and reviews.
Posting their stuff.
Posting their junk. No, posting. There have been a lot of trip reports on there and pictures of people having a good time and some of the nonsense they've been getting into. And I don't know, we're in a little bit longer gap between trips than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it makes me like extremely jealous and wish that we were going sooner. But it also, it's really fun to see our listeners having a good time there and sharing their experiences. So I've been enjoying that a lot, and I just want to thank people who are participating on the Facebook group and doing those things. It's fun to see. Lots of good reviews of, sometimes it's stuff like off-strip stuff that we're not really necessarily likely to do, but there are a lot of people who are interested in those things too. So it's good to see a variety of reports and reviews and experiences and all that. So thanks to everybody who's on the Facebook group. I know I bitch about it sometimes, but it's nice to see so many people participating. You should check it out sometime.
Oh, okay.
I curate your Facebook group experience for you. I parse.
You share the highlights.
I do. I know you well enough that I can. I think I know the things that you would most enjoy, and I will say, mm-hmm. "Oh, hey, you should look at this," or I'll send you a link to a specific thread, and then I am. That's my role in our relationship.
One of them.
One of many. Okay. So anyway, that's my final babbling of the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. As always, our website is at 500bymidnight.com. You can email Dear Tim and Michelle questions to 500@gmail.com. We're both on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, the voicemail line is available to you anytime at 702-866-9494.
Ready to spend the afternoon with our dog?
All right. Wish us luck. Send support. We'll be back soon with another show. Talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.